Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight, the Royal Bluettes, the Bluette family. We thank God for just waking us up this morning and you up this morning. And we thank God for his saving grace, keeping us in our night's sleep to wake us up this morning to see a brand new day. So, also want to thank Chaos Block Talk Radio for having this platform, Elder Oliver. And his lovely wife, Lady K. We want to keep praying for Elder Oliver to get 100% in his health. I'm believing God to do just that. So with that being said, tonight I will not probably comment tonight, but the ladies in my family will, my wife, kids. I'm working right now. I'm behind the laptop right now. I'm working. But I will be listening in. Just in case I need to set something straight with my family, because you know how they get. But Father God, I want to thank you for this moment. I want to thank you for this hour. I want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak our life to others, how we deal with situations, how we go through situations, how we're yet still here, giving you all the praise and all the glory for each and every one of our lives. I want to thank all the listeners for having time taken out of their day to listen to us this evening. We appreciate you so much, and Father God, bless them. And again, bless the Oliver and his family. Keep them strong. Give them an even bigger platform going forward with a lot of sponsors to sponsor it, and that his life is made easy as far as earnings in this life. So you have blessed him with this platform, Chaos Block Talk Radio. In Jesus' name, amen. So my wife, I usually give the scripture and the topic. I'm not going to be able to at this time. Like I say, I'm working. My wife is going to read scripture, and my daughter, Vanessa, going to give the topic. So it's all yours, Miss Wife.
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Good afternoon, everybody. Our scripture will be coming from 1 John. I was just going to read 18, but I like to kind of read up and down and around before I do that. And I was reading 1 John. And I want to go all the way up to 15 and then read all the way down. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love, but man saith, I love God and hateth his brother. He is a liar. For he hath seen how he has not. How can he love God whom he has seen? Or he has seen his brother, but he has not seen God. I'm sorry. Who has not seen? All of these, let me read it over. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how he loved God who he have not seen. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loved God loved his brother also. I have read to you 1 John 4:15-21. And my daughter Vanessa is going to give the topic.
Hey, y'all. Good evening. Hold on, let me get to the topic. I was listening and eat my ice cream. Hold on. Okay, when should you let go of a relationship? And this goes for any relationship, whether it's like friendship, work-related, romantically, like any type of relationship. When is it time to let go of it? Yeah, that's the topic.
Okay. Who want to go first? Because you know I'm long-winded and I got a lot of
I can go.
Okay, go ahead.
I wrote some stuff down. Hold on. Hello? Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Said when you feel as if you're putting, well, repeat the question right quick.
It says, when should you let go of a relationship?
I said, when you feel as if you're putting in more effort, more affection, more time, more money, more patience into a person, more or way more than they do for you. When you get any type of gut feeling, when you find yourself putting more time into them than you do with your, you know, everyday responsibilities, and when you realize that you put them first, not God.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you define as a relationship, though? If a relationship is two sides. I mean, how far do you go into relationship giving and doing all this stuff before you want to let go of it?
What?
Read what you just read. Because it sounds like you've done a lot for this person, and this person ain't doing, is not doing nothing at all. Read what you just read.
When you feel as if you're putting in more effort, more affection, more time, more money, more patience into a person, way more or at least a little bit more than they do for you, when you feel any type of gut feeling, when you find yourself putting more time into them than you do your everyday responsibilities, and when you go to them first instead of God.
Okay, well, I have a question. So, like, that's what starts to, like, throw me off. Okay, I gave the topic because I kind of was talking about this with several friends this week of when is it time to let go of a person. Well, not let go, but anywho, this is kind of like a roundabout of a topic I could come up with the conversations I've been having. But, like, I have a question. So, like, doesn't that mean that you're watching the effort you put in? You know, like while you're saying, like, if you're putting in more, how do you know if it's a more is my question. How do you know if it's more?
Because the person probably ain't doing nothing.
She said even a little bit, though. Like, I feel, like, you know what I'm saying?
She added that the second time she read it. She read it.
No, she said
that the first
time, too.
She did. A little bit?
She said, if you're putting in more, even a little bit, like, I feel like, how do you know if you're not?
If it's any feeling of you being unappreciated in any little way,
unappreciation and stuff like when your spirit is kind of like unsettled and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it your
okay,
spirit
so,
a gut feeling type of way, or you just
yeah, she said gut feeling. She said gut feeling, like a
okay gut
like
feeling.
A,
first of all, communication. What's wrong with communicating? Instead of putting time and effort into
like communicating and telling them like I feel like I want more from you.
No, communication.
Not any, like what?
How you feeling? Period. That's what relationships are. You communicate.
I mean, of course, there's nothing wrong with communication. So maybe that's the first step before letting go is communicating how you feel.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't just let go. I don't just let go of relationships. I let people let themselves go. Okay? Because I'm telling you, because relationships have different levels. Okay? And if they're going to go the whole 9 yards with you, things are going to happen. It's a connection that you're working towards, you know, to get something or get somewhere. You guys have something, interest, the same interest in something that drew you to the person. Say it again.
So is it like, okay, so I have a hard feeling. Well, a hard time. It depends on the person. Or the connection. When the connection is really deep and it comes from another place in my soul and in my heart, I just have a really tough time of knowing. It's why this is why I act, because I've noticed that I have a really hard time with deciphering between when is the excuse of, okay, every relationship goes through ups and downs. Every friendship is going to have bumps in the road. When is it time to realize it's been enough bumps? It's been enough misunderstandings. It's been enough of you feeling unappreciated. It's been enough. How do you know?
Because you didn't have enough. Communicate that to the person. Let the person know.
Okay, we're past communication. We're past that. So now it's just now you just
no, the communication
me, what if somebody
is the key,
don't have that? What if somebody can't? You can't expect somebody to give you something they don't have. So what if they don't have it?
Communication.
We're past communication of you telling them how you feel. You're now still feeling unappreciated. You're now still feeling like
I'm past how you feel. I'm telling you about yourself, why I feel that way.
So
I'm talking about how you're making me feel.
Right. I'm saying we're past the communication and it keeps happening. Is it up to me to feel like I'm fed up? What if I don't have a fed up? Well, not fed up. It's like I don't know. I just always see, how do I explain this? It's like I don't really see, sometimes because I'm how I am and God made me this way, sometimes I don't see that it's time to give something up. Because it's like I'm just pouring and God gave me this heart to pour out, but I don't ever see a button to where it stops. What are you getting?
You know what? Because you have... Sweet, because it's not a butt in love. It's not a butt. Either you love or you don't. You let people tear their own butt. But you don't have to keep on being somebody's rug for them to walk all over you. Okay? If a person is showing you who they are, believe them in the beginning of the relationship. Too many women try to change people.
Thank you. Because that's not the situation. What if the situation is they change? This is not them, and the situation is making them into a whole other person if you know they're not. Like, this ain't even you when you're acting like this, and now it's affecting our relationship.
Okay, guess what? Maybe they were like that, and they were just being who you wanted them to be, and now that they're showing their true colors. How about that?
Okay.
And they tired of faking the funk in front of you, so they just showing you their true colors after all of this time. It's who they really were. They just like, you know what, I'm just not going to, I'm tired of faking with Vanessa. It's just too much energy. I'm just going to be myself. And if she don't like it, too bad. And guess what? Too bad, because I don't like it. And I'm going to tell you every time that you do something I don't like.
Okay. I love that perspective. If that's the situation, you got to walk away. But what if that's not it? What if they've been through something?
You don't have to walk
life?
Away from the relationship. You keep confronting
not walk
the person
away,
when they
but like
you
now,
feel that
okay,
way.
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying now that's a different situation. What is something like literally happened in their life that has changed them? But you know, is this a phase? Because once they get over that bump of that situation, they'll be back to normal. But it's hurting you through this. Like, let's say it's been over a year now, and you've just been like, they've just been this different person for a whole year. You just like, okay, I'm getting kind of tired of this,
but what I always tell you, hardships will bring out what's really in people. Okay? Hardships will do that.
Hmm.
Hardships will bring out who they really are and what they're really about. And when they show you who they are, believe who they are, and you don't have to cut them off. Just stop doing, giving them the energy, your energy. Stop giving them your time. Stop giving them the thing that they was connected to you for.
Right, because they're not going to know it's a real problem for real. They're not going to know it's a real problem for real if you still, you know, don't, like, act in the same way.
Exactly.
How they going to know that you really hurt and you really
right,
mean what you
right,
say if you
right,
still
right.
act in the same way?
Hmm. Exactly. So why keep on putting yourself in the same position? If the person
like,
show you who they really are.
I know you don't. It's like, I know you don't mean this. I know you don't mean to act like this. I know that you don't mean this. You just are really going through something for, like, I know it's been a year plus, but I got patience when it comes to my love. Like, I got patience. Like,
exactly. And we do. And we do. And
like, I be
what?
Wanting to wait on you.
Okay,
like,
but
I'm waiting
what?
For you.
Well, sweetie. You don't have to wait.
Yeah, I'm the type of person, you going through something, you're acting different, okay, we're going to pray about it together. I'm going to try to lift you up myself.
My only emphasis on now wanting to really talk about it is that it's been over a year. And this is a friend. This is not romantic. This is not work. This is a friendship. So, like, it's been over a year in a friendship, not romantically to where, like, I don't know, romantic, I'm going to say this certain stuff is different, but this is a friendship. So, like, it's been a year plus of me being patient and praying with you, praying over you, having you to pray, and we're trying to pray because I honestly feel like it's a spirit on them. I'm not even going to lie. I think it's a spirit, and this spirit got to go. But, like, it's not
okay,
them.
Okay, so guess what?
Like,
have you called out the spirit? Have you called out the spirit?
I mean,
you prayed for this spirit to leave. When you're praying with that person, call the spirit out as you're praying for them.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's
to
the
let
thing.
The enemy
no, no,
know,
no,
I see you
no,
and
no,
I know
no,
who you are and you cannot say but, it.
Yes, but and they know. They it's like they could call it out themselves and they like
okay.
they know
but they
don't
but they have it.
They
but they
can't
have it.
Take it.
Okay, but they haven't. You haven't either. So the next time you pray with that person, call out.
Okay, look. Okay. Boom, this is where I'm at. Because I'll be listening to you. Me and you have talked about it in certain ways. And you'll be like, some people are content with who they are. And you can't change people until they want to change. Like, some people are content. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, when is the point where you, I don't want to say let go. I think I should have changed it to, I need advice on what can I do to stay. Because I'm not leaving. So, like, I need advice on how can I stay. Like,
you don't have to leave. God will remove people out of your way. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But my thing is this, and you know, I don't walk. I'm not easily to walk away from. When I know people's heart, I'm the same way. It's hard for me to walk away as well. But guess what? I'm not gonna give you what I've been giving you. Okay. So because this is gonna let you know by me not giving you this, what I know that this is what you was depending on me for. I'm not going to give you that anymore. You're going to know something that it's not right. The relationship is not the same. I'm not going to give you what you desire of me. I'm going to keep loving you.
How is that helping them?
It's helping them by letting them see our relationship. Why we were in this relationship. You were depending on me for this one thing. And it's one thing
that's
only. Now that I'm not giving it to you, listen. Okay, listen. So maybe this is how she feels or he feels, whatever. My thing is this. When you stop giving the person that one thing, it could be just that one thing they wanted from you. They got it. They're done.
That's not the case.
Okay?
It may not be the case.
Okay. If it's not the case, the next time you pray with your friend, you call that spirit. If you feel like it's a spirit that's on the person, call the spirit out. Call it. And watch the change. Every time you see the spirit, call it out. Life and death is in the power of tongue. You have so much power. We have so much power. We hold back. What are we saved for? The word let us know that we're going to do greater things. What are the greater things that we're doing? Obvious red, it's not fearful. Love is not fearful. What are you afraid of? Walk in your authority. Walk in what God gave you. Just do it. And watch situations change. I've seen it. You've seen it when I've done it. Walk in your authority.
I just don't know.
Go ahead, sis.
So
you're on mute, baby.
I'm on mute.
We can hear you.
Go ahead.
So it's true what your mom is saying, but that specifically applies to mature saints. Vanessa, you're still learning about the Word of God, even though you're strong in it and what you do know now. Ozzy, you're still learning. So y'all are practically babes in Christ. I see what you're saying about, and I know what you're hesitant about doing something like that and running somebody off when you do that, something comes up different. But if you remain who you are in any relationship, as sweet as you are, the demon can't do nothing but flee from you. The demon doesn't even want to be in that space. But as y'all learn more about the Word of God, you'll get to the position of what your mother is saying right now. So, and that's for anybody listening. Everybody just can't do that right off the bat like you would do it, Ricky. But I know exactly what you're saying, Tink. So I just want to throw that in there.
Now that you've come into the knowledge, walk in your authority. It's not giving us a spirit of fear. Okay? Walk in your authority that God has given you. And when you see unfiled spirits, call them out. Period. Now you know. Now you know. You see me do it. You know how it works. In the Holy Ghost boldness that God has given you. Walk
so,
in
like,
it.
What about, I know you're saying, like, call out spirits and stuff like that, but I hear you. What about, I'm starting to begin to starve certain things, like, you know, certain stuff can't grow if you don't really, like, give it any power to or give it any attention or
feed it.
Yeah, feed it. Like, I'm starting to, like, starve it. So I feel like I'm seeing effects there. I think I'm more so coming from a place that, like, that helps me to where you won't talk about it with me anymore. But I think I'm getting to a place of, like, I really want my friend to get better so that he can get better. It's also for me in a way because, like, if you're going to be around me, I need certain energies as far as, like, friendships. It's cool to be associates and you help people all day, cool. But a companion, a close friend like that I can, you know, I would want to lean on also if I need you. I want her to get better for herself and for me to call her my friend. So it's like, I think that's why I'm getting to
okay.
this point, because I'm
okay, so let me,
there.
Okay, you're saying ignore and don't feed it. Let me tell you something about ignoring stuff and not looking and turning the head. That's just like if you want your friend to get better, but you know they're a drug addict, and every time they come around you, you see that they high. They go in your bathroom, get high. But you're not going to say nothing because you don't want to feed it. Turn your head and turn the other cheek. No. If you want somebody to get better, you confront it. You let them know it's not cool. You let them know how it makes you feel and how it ruins lives. Not because it, relationships, when people are going opposite of who they are, what they're doing, whatever, it don't just affect her. It affects everybody around her. It's affecting you. Person been going a whole year and you not having said, girl, please, you better open your mouth.
I have said things as far as like, what is the type of stuff I say? Like I've come and been like, I don't want to get too specific, but I've said things like, you know, like I feel like you're, I just don't want to get specific, but like I've said things to them, but like I guess I won't say indirectly. It's like when I get really direct, they get so defensive and they think that they say stuff. I don't want to.
That's what the devil do, sweetie.
Right. That's why I said, mommy, it's a theory. That's why I said it's a theory. It's to the point where like
play victim.
But that's what throws me off is that if it comes out of their own mouth and they be like, I know, Vanessa, they be like, Nessa, this is what I got to work on. I know I got to work on this, but let me say it. Like, I'm just this bad guy, and I'm against you, and the whole world just don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you say it, it's okay. It's like,
go ahead.
I don't know.
Hey, so y'all drawing me into this, and I got to work, but I want to give this scripture on what my wife was saying and what y'all talking about right now. In the book of Acts, chapter 13, the book of Acts, chapter 16, starting at verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, that's Paul the apostle, and us, and cried, saying, so this is what the lady was saying. She followed him, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Now, when you hear that, you think ain't nothing wrong with that, right? So this is about the power of discernment that you will have as you mature to see those demons, to see those people who are not acting right, and God shows it to you. So let me keep reading. I'm going to read 17 and 18. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Verse 18. And this did she many days, for Paul, being grieved, turned his head to the Spirit. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. So that's what my wife was saying. You can speak to that demon or speak to that spirit. And I promise you, I read this morning in my studies, and I didn't even know y'all was going to get to this, so thank God for it.
Amen. 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 Confirmation, money.
I'm going to try it for sure because I'm scared. Like, once you get into, like, telling her about herself.
I'm
not saying for her because I'm just saying, like, if you start to tell her about herself or make her feel a certain way, she'll get into, like, I don't want to live. It's a spirit. I just know spirit because she's not even like this. So, like, something has happened to make her, like, her brain to just, like, go in another direction. But that's why I'm like this. It's like I know it's not her. That's why I'm, like, really adamant on how can I help without leaving because I'm not leaving. So how can I help? So I'm going to try that. But we can get back on topic when you know. Oh, go ahead.
Well, let me. I'm gonna say this: demons want you to leave. They don't want to be around. When you confront a demon, they want you to get away from them. They'll try to do everything that they can, you know, to get around what you're talking about, or you know, it just confront it. Just anyway, go ahead. What was the other part? What were you saying?
That we could just go back on topic because I kind of like turned it another way. But when do you know to let go of the friendship, of the work friendship, of the relationship? When do you know to let go?
What connected you in the first place? What drew you to the person? What do y'all have in common? I mean, what are you attracted to, and what ruined it? Ask yourself some questions. What ruined it? What are you connect? What are you connected to? What connected you to the person? What drew you to the person? What y'all have in common? What attracted you to the person? And what ruined that? What ruined it? Ruined, destroyed, two-sided. Relationships are two-sided. The other person may not even want the relationship, which is cool. That's fine. You know what I always say, because I'm not even going to go there, but it is what it is. People are in, Tyler Perry said, what is it? People are in your life for a season and some for a lifetime. We have to learn how to, you know, decipher which one is just here for a season and which ones are here for a lifetime. And the ones that's not contributing to the relationship, if they're not contributing to the relationship, if you're the one always doing that, you know, what are they contributing? And I'm not saying that, you know, if you just have friends, you know, for what they can do for you, what are you doing? It's, you know, it's vice versa. You can't just, the relationship is just that. It's two-sided.
Yeah, that was what one of my friends was saying, that, like, they were saying, like, look at things, like, when you call them, is it always about them? Like, do they ask, like, how are you? What's going on? Or even if they do, does it end up back on them? Or, like, are they genuinely listening? Like, you know, how are you? What's going on? Or whatever. Or, like, do you feel that comfort to confide in them if you are down or you need somebody to lean on? Do you feel that comfort that they'll be there for you? Like, things like that. So, yeah.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying about you have different friends for different reasons. Some friends
you
can't say nothing to. Okay. Mm-hmm. some friends you can just kick it with, have fun, you know, whatever. And you don't have to say that to that friend because you know it's going to be all over, you know.
See, that's the
everywhere.
Thing with me. That's the thing with me. Now you're an associate. You're not my friend. Like, I have people in categories. You're not my friend then. If I can't trust you with, like, I don't know.
You're an associate.
You're an associate then.
Yeah. Hmm. But it's still, you let people in your space. So it's still a relationship. It's some type of relationship still there.
Yeah, some type of relationship.
But
right,
you just
right.
can't tell that person, you know, your business because you already know. But you love going around. You love being, you know, hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And when it's, I mean, some people that don't, you can't hang out with because they're a party pooper. But you can tell them anything. And they'll, you know, give you some advice and you can go on. But relationship is just what you connected to, what's drawn, what you have in common, what your interest is, just different levels of relationships. And you just have to just know the person is getting to know. Relationships, you're getting to know the people. You're getting to know the person. And once you know the person, and if you've been knowing people for years and they just change out of the blue, you know, and you kind of figure, they don't just change out the blue. You seen it coming. It didn't just creep up.
Sometimes it creeps up.
It does creep up, but what I'm saying, it didn't just, bam, it's a full-blown problem now. I'm quite sure it was signed in the beginning of the year when it started. Now it's to a point where you're not going to tolerate it anymore. So listen to the signs in the beginning. Even though it's probably a 12 or 15-year relationship that y'all built, look at the last year that you're talking about. When did it start? How did it start? I'm quite sure you can pinpoint it. You should have confronted it in the beginning and not let it get this far, a whole year.
But that's what's making me not leave. I'm kind of in the same situation. But now that I'm out, I'm trying to give advice on how you can get out. But you don't want it. But that's the thing. Everybody's going to take advice when they're ready to take it. You can't ever make anybody do anything. So it's like whenever somebody's ready, they'll do it.
People
they can't really rush anybody's growth.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. You just let people pay their own butt.
Mom, it's not pay their own butt. You let them grow at their own pace.
Okay, let them grow at their own pace and hope I'm still on your pace when you finish growing because I'm probably be gone. So you keep growing, you know, but confront while you're growing to help her grow, get there quicker. But don't just keep tiptoeing around a situation and you walking around pissed off and she walking
off. So you're disagreeing with me saying starve it, saying you not entertaining is not making them get better, so I need to call it out when they do it.
Not entertaining it is not confronting the problem. It's just letting the person get by with what they're doing, and it's gonna be harder for them to come out of the situation that they're in. Because they get, why are you starving it on your end? It's getting worse on the other person's end because you're not paying attention or you're not doing anything about it. So which one is worse? You starving it? And by you starving it, it's getting worse on the other end because nobody's confronting the problem. Now they think it's okay. They heard it from you. They can't say they didn't hear it and they didn't know.
Hold on. I need to find this scripture. It's a scripture. So what about, it's a scripture. I don't know if that's a scripture or a quote. Sweep in front of your own. Is that a quote?
Oh, good. That ain't no scripture.
Sweep in front of your own door.
Before you try to sweep a door, that's a whole song. Sweep around your own front door. Before you try to sleep around my...
Hold on, it's a scripture that says,
girl.
Like, oh, no, it's plucking out your own... What is it? It's pluck out your own eye? What is it pluck out? What is it?
You're talking about the beam. The speck in the other man's eye, and you got a big old beam in yours.
Yeah, you got a big old gash in your eye. So what about that?
What about it?
How am I gonna worry about them when I need to worry about me? Or maybe that's the point of all of this, is I'm so worried about her, and I need to be worried about me. Do what I can and just let her grow. And
exactly.
Right?
Be who you, that's, sweetheart, work on you, and as you grow, you're going to learn how to shake some stuff off. And believe me, when they come around you, they're going to leave. Because they're not going to be like, oh, she's grown. Oh, and you and they're gonna feel so uncomfortable.
I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. I want them to be with me.
They should feel uncomfortable. Sin will make you uncomfortable. Either if they're
no,
a good friend, they're gonna change.
Like,
they're gonna
well,
want to
yeah,
be right.
Yeah.
They want to do better. They're gonna want to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Work on, like you said, work on yourself. And believe me. If she's not willing to go where you're going, then guess what? She's going to drop off. Because I'm going to tell you this. A true story. We was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We was drinking every weekend. When I started going to church, Daddy B told me, I know you're not drinking by yourself. Bring your friends with you. You know, bring some of your friends. I started bringing my friends with me. And I had questions, you know, about what if they don't, you know, this or what if that. He's like, look, keep bringing them. The ones that don't want to come, when I start changing, my friends start, the ones who didn't want to change with me for the better, they just start dropping off. They stop coming by. Okay? they because a lot of people are on the ride for what you have and what you can do. They was on the ride because they know at my house we're going to be partying. And guess what? Didn't nobody have to bring nothing. It was all, everything was on the house. So guess what? When the party starts shutting down, when I start changing, guess what? They stopped changing because they see it wasn't no more party. Now, I mean, we were doing other things. We were still having fun. We just wasn't drinking and, you know, doing what we was doing. I just changed parties. We still have fun. But they don't drop off. When you start doing right, when if people don't want to do right and want to live holy and want to get in the Word of God, guess what? It's gonna show. They would. That's why I say I don't cut people off. I don't block numbers. I don't change my number. How long I've been having the same number since I had a cell phone. Still got our house phone. The same number since y'all was before y'all was even born. It's been the same number, the same address. Okay, and y'all can count on one hand how many people been in my house. Period. People will not even want, when you start living right and calling people out for who they sin, you don't even really have to. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even call them out nobody's sin. I changed. I didn't even know about calling out nobody's sin, trying to live right and try to do right. I've always been a good person. But living in sin, once I came out of sin and just start living according to how I was, a good person, people just stopped associating themselves with me. Not that I did anything wrong, but accepted Christ into my life. That was it. And that's all I needed for they start dropping like flies. And our house used to be packed. Talking about walls just packed. Where they at now? Some of them still at Shekinah Faith Temple in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Some of them still there. Some of them follow me. And this was over 30 years ago. They still there. No, 27. How old is Pa?
How old is he? Like 28? Mm-hmm. I think he might be 28 next
year. Yeah, about 28 years ago. Some of them still there. To God be the glory. So you just be you. Do you. Keep doing what God calls you to do on Vanessa. When you continue and keep working on you, you will see your true friend. Either they're going to walk it out with you or they're going to fall off the bandwagon.
Yep. I had some good buddies wouldn't even come over to the house no more because of my wife.
Oh,
man, I miss them guys.
Too bad. Oh, well. And I didn't have to open up my mouth. Period.
And, you know, at that time, we was free-hearted. We was open-hearted. We had some of the strangest people at the house that I would not even associate with now. We were still giving. And that's when we started learning how to give to others, even when we was in the midst of our mess. And then once we turn our life over to Christ, it just got better from there. But to you, Vanessa and Ozzy, y'all just keep growing, keep maintaining, keep trying to do the best you can. And when you know you have messed up, ask God for forgiveness and keep moving. But don't get stalled on anything, not even a mistake. Keep it moving because there's a lot in front of y'all if God allows y'all to keep living. There's a lot in front of you. That's why I always tell y'all, and even my son, do what you have to do now so you can do what you want to do later in life. Y'all keep hustling. Y'all keep working. Y'all keep thinking. Keep wanting to do businesses, buy houses. Keep your mind on something positive. And the negativity can't stand positivity to be even around it. So when light showed up in the world, God said, let there be light. But the darkness couldn't even comprehend it. Didn't even understand it. But the darkness had to flee. Because light or you are in the room.
Amen.
Drop the mic. That was good thing. That was real good. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Just keep growing. Keep working on yourself. Because we don't have time to judge nobody. And that's not what we're doing. We're not judging nobody. We're just saying how relationships are, how they can go left, how they can go right. But if we just keep straight, keep our eye on the prize. and work on ourselves. Continue to work on you. You said a mouthful when you said that. I'm just going to continue to work on me. Continue to work on you. And as God shows you yourself, he's going to keep showing, he'll show you the power that you have. Okay? And he will show you. And I want you to walk in it, in your Holy Ghost boldness. You did something. What you do last week? And you're like, I would have never done that. Who was that? Was that Vanessa or Asha?
No,
it was one of y'all. Did something. What did you do? What did you do?
Something. I don't want to talk about it.
I just did something. Oh, okay. But I was proud of you, whatever it was. I forgot. But it was one of y'all. Y'all growing. Continue to grow. Keep being a light to this dying world, because I'm telling you, these spirits that's jumping off in the world now, they got some stuff to feed off of through the internet, through these phones, the TVs. I mean, y'all got some demons that we didn't even have to worry about. I mean, didn't worry about it because it wasn't invented yet. You know, y'all have, they coming every which way. It's like, Lord, you got to guard everything. I mean, that's the word from the beginning. Guard your ear gate, your gates, your ear gates, your mouth. I mean, you have to, your eyes, everything that's going in. We were talking about music earlier. You know, what you're listening to, what you hear, what you're watching. You got to watch all of that. These spirits are traveling like it's crazy. It's crazy. But we got to be careful. Just work on ourselves. Continue to just keep on our armor, the whole armor. You can't walk out the house without your armor on. You have to.
Never leave the house without my Jesus piece.
Put on that helmet of salvation. Okay? The breastplate and your sword and your especially your shoes. A lot of us walking around barefooted. Peace, no joy, no love. You gotta keep it on at all times. Stay ready so you won't have to get ready.
Yeah, put on that special needs helmet.
Well, call it what you want. But I'm going to guard my mind, though. Believe that. With it on. Call me special needs or whatever. My sister was telling me a story about Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is. He left his guard, put his guards down, went to his high school reunion and got COVID. Let your guards down. You can be an expert in whatever field you're in. It takes one time to let your guards down and get caught. And got caught by the bug. Don't let your guards down. Your armor's on. Do you have any more questions, concerns, or? Vanessa, Asha, the grandkids are there?
No, they're not on.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I want some questions. My mind now, I don't know. Like, after we started to talk about I'm going to just worry about me, I'm going to do that, but, like, I'm still worried about my friend. So I think I'm going to just call out. I'm going to go that route of, like, sitting down and trying to, like, talk to her and call out, like, what it is exactly. I'm going to go that route. And what else did you say I'm going to do?
No, we're not going to talk about anything. You're going to pray. You did enough.
You said I did enough what?
Pray. You've been talking. Pray and call those demons out by their names. Period. It's nothing. What are you going to talk about? What do you have to talk about?
I'm not going to talk about it because I feel like the talking will be more so for me, not for her, because she knows what she got to do. So.
Exactly. So. And you working on you, not her. So there's nothing to talk about. Right?
Yeah.
Stop thinking so hard about it. Ain't nothing to think about. Asha?
Okay.
Yeah, what'd you say?
You have any other thing, anything else to say? If not, we can go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay, but, like, what if, like, you're in a relationship, not even a relationship, like, you getting to know somebody, building a relationship, right? And, like, out of nowhere, things just, like, it just go left. But it's not on your part, though. But, like, you don't really know how to communicate that. I don't know.
What?
What do you mean by you don't know? You're saying you don't know how to communicate to them that things are going left?
Yeah.
Have you asked them, are you okay? Because sometimes people's actions have nothing
to
do with you.
Yeah, plenty of times.
So they're saying, yeah, I'm okay?
They're going through, they have their own stuff going on. I know it's not me.
So you don't want to just be there and support you? Do it?
Huh?
Mommy said, how you know it's not you?
Why would it be? No. Because, like, maybe it is in a way, but not, like, all the way, though.
Have they communicated that they have stuff going on?
Huh? Yeah, they
have.
Yeah.
So they have things going on right now in their life?
Yes.
So, yeah, maybe they just can't be the best version that they can be for you right now, though. For right now.
Yeah, so pray for them.
Well, like I said,
pray,
you
can pray with them.
Yeah.
You said what, Mommy?
I always tell y'all, when people show you who they are in the beginning, whenever, believe them.
Mom,
when people can't give
they
you,
are going
this
can't,
has, Mom, this is
okay.
What?
Okay.
You acting like the person that I'm talking, whoever, like.
No, because mommy
they
don't know how
something.
To relate to this stuff. Mommy don't know how to relate to this stuff, because when she's going through something, she's able to still be her 100% and still give the best and give and pour out still. There's some people, mommy,
because
that when
I
they
confront,
go through things, they...
I confront and I move on.
That's you.
That's you.
Okay. You right, it's me. If you don't, you right, it is me. And if a lot of people just
stop holding.
And I always
have to tell you, mommy. I always have to tell you. We're talking about normal people. You are a whole nother breed of people, okay? You're rare, very rare. Like, you're like a 1% out of 100. So, like, we're talking about people that could, you know, when they're going through things, maybe they, I won't say shut down, but maybe they get a little distant from other people because they have to deal, you know, they're trying to deal with things by themselves. Maybe they can't be their fullest self with the people because right now it's so much going on. You know, some people are like that, Mom.
Okay, but guess what? Why is everything going on that you're not talking about? Just talk about what's going on and maybe somebody can help you.
She said
you
they opened up
a whole bunch
they,
going on because you want to be going on because you,
Mom, nobody volunteers.
Why do,
some
okay,
people
let me
don't
ask
know how this. To. Some people just don't know how to deal with it. Mom, they're Austin's 19. Maybe he's her age. He don't know how to deal with stuff yet.
Okay. Asha, communication is the key. Okay? If when the person just starts talking, just let them talk. Let them get it all out. While they're talking, write this stuff down. Write down your questions that you have to ask or whatever they just said so you can bring it back up after they finish. And then ask them questions
okay.
about what you
Here,
just wrote
here's
down.
Another thing to it. Hold on, before you get into all that. I am always, you know, no, but they're the same way, too. They're reassuring and, like, you know, stuff like that. But at the same time, though, lately, and I know since he's been going through stuff, but lately it's been heavy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said the whole verse of the day thing. No, like, and it's, I can't really.
I
do y'all pray?
The pray together. That's why I said pray together. Like, ask them, like, let's pray. Or, like, what I started to do.
But it's to the
if
point
I
where
do.
Now, like, I'm so invested and so concerned. It looks like I'm being clingy. And I don't like that.
That's what I'm saying.
And they don't
no,
like
no,
that. That's probably why they're running.
In the morning, no. Listen, in the morning, in the morning, just say, good morning. I pray that your day, da 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 da, or I pray that this. Leave it at that. Pray over their
and
day. Pray for them. So there's nothing that you can, like what you going to do?
Sorry, chill.
Chill. Worry right. about you. Figure okay. out. Yes, like there's other things that you need to be worrying about within yourself. You can't be trying to fix a problem for somebody else more than they trying to fix it. I need to be quiet because
yeah.
that was a word for me. That was a word for me.
But it's the thing that he don't know that there's an issue. He don't know that.
He don't know if there's an issue.
No, he just asked me what you're doing. I'm talking about you.
Why is there an issue with you? Why are you having an issue with him when he's going through something? What is the issue that you could be having with him?
I don't know. No, it's
I think I get what you're saying, but I feel like when you come down to earth out of your head and realize, okay, he's going through something right now, I need to be here to support him, and all I can do is support while he figures it out. Like, if that's all it is,
yeah.
as long as it's not necessarily, like, you know, it'll be different if he's acting funny but saying everything is okay, and it's like, no, something's off. He's telling you what's wrong. He's going through something. And, like, sometimes some people get kind of distant. I mean, I don't know if that's okay or not, but I know that – I just know that I've noticed that some men handle things different than women do. So, like, we're more talkative and let's talk it out. Let's talk about it. Open up to me. But it seems like men that I'm learning, they're more like deal with things. They're like be strong and, like, deal with things, and then they can pour back into – I don't know. I can't really talk too much on men, but that's just what I'm noticing is that they deal
well,
with stuff
what I was
totally
saying.
Different.
That, that's
than
what
us.
I was saying. If he's talking, Vanessa, let him talk because very seldom – most men, if they open up, let them open. Just let them talk. While he's talking, get a pen and a paper. Write it down. Whatever it is that your questions, just write the questions down while he's talking. When he's finished, go back and ask the questions that you had.
And I feel like if you're really being attentive and listening and showing that you're caring and supportive, when you pray over the day in the morning, pray for those things he mentioned. Like, I pray that da-da-da-da-da gets better. You know, show that you're paying attention and that you care and that you're supporting him. I feel like it can add another toll if now he has to worry about how you feel, too. Like, now she's mad at me that I'm going through this, but I can't even control
it. Yeah!
Now you get
all
a whole other problem. Yeah, now you just gave him a whole other problem to worry about.
I didn't give him another problem. He don't know what's the issue. Mm-hmm. So he's good.
I'm just saying if you were to start, like, you know.
Or you can even ask him, is there anything that you want me to pray for? Just ask him.
That's what I'm going to just chill.
Okay, what's you?
Because when I say, like, I feel like I've been doing the most. But not the most, but, like,
Pray about it and move on. Don't think about it too hard.
I say send a good morning message in the morning, a prayer. Good morning, I pray that, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then give him his space, let him come and talk and open up or whatever. Just give him a little space to figure it out.
What I do every day.
Yeah, just keep doing that. And just but prayer, insert prayer, and send him prayers.
Yeah. I sent him a verse of the day this morning.
That's good.
Okay. Well, that ends up, what is it? What was your topic?
When do you know when to let go?
You don't let go.
Let go. Let go. Let go. Yeah, let go.
Anyway, okay. That will conclude. Do you want to chime back in, sweetie?
No, I'm good. Y'all having a woman's conversation.
Whatever.
Well, you didn't want to. You didn't want to chime in about if a man open up or talk or whatever.
No. You can't. Every man is different. So.
Okay.
And his man's way of expressing himself is based solely on the relationship that he has. So there's nothing formal you can say how a man should be open and how he should, you know, conduct himself when he want to express himself. But it's based on the relationship that he's in, whether he has 100% support or 20% support. So it matters on every man is different according to his relationship.
Okay. I love to hear him talk. He just be making so much sense. That's why I married him. But anyway, who's going to pray us out? We want to thank Elder Oliver, and we pray for a speedy recovery. And I love his beautiful wife, Lady Kay. We want to thank you guys for giving us this opportunity and this platform on Thursday nights. And we also, well, Vanessa has a blog talk show in the mornings on Wednesdays at 8. It's called Vent Break. If you want to go ahead and give them the information, Vanessa.
Yes. I mean, you can just call the same number, 8 a.m. on Wednesdays. I just give spiritual vitamins. That's what I like to call them. Spiritual vitamins from God. And we just talk, chit-chat. Yeah. Yeah, that's on Wednesday mornings. You can follow us on Instagram, too. Vent Break. Yeah. And I'll just go ahead and pray us out. Father God, thank you for a new day. Thank you for being so sweet and amazing. Thank you for being who you are and showing us how to love and how to care and how to be with the hearts that we have, even the listeners, to just want to spread love and to represent love and represent you. Today I want to pray and ask you for forgiveness for everybody listening and everybody on the show, for you to pour into us and feed the places into our hearts that need more of you and need more nourishment and more of you, God. I want to also pray and thank you for a great episode, and I pray that what we talked about just soaks in everybody's hearts that it was for. I pray that if anybody listening was needing to make a decision or needed some discernment or was indecisive about anything, God, I pray for clarity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.